You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. I am so glad that you're joining me today. And today we're going to do part two of Legendary Business from Rats to Riches, which is my Amazon best-selling book about five of the most common mistakes business owners make, how to identify them, and how to fix them. So today, we are going to delve into the second rat in this book. Last time, we spoke about Maya Rat, who is a nearsighted rat. So if you didn't listen to that episode and you want to go back and catch Maya, go ahead and do that. A little bit about the book, Legendary Business from Rats to Riches. This is it if you're on video. There's also a workbook. The workbook you can only get through me, so there's a link that you can go to. The book you can get on Amazon, and you can get it through me. We will, of course, connect everything to the ProfitConnectors.club site so that you can get access to all of that as well. So the Legendary Business from Rats to Riches book. When I wrote this book, I wrote all of the stuff that I wanted people to know, and I gave it to some friends to look at, and they came back to me and they said, that's not a book. One, it's too short. This was actually before little micro books became a thing. And the second thing was that it just didn't have a story. And my friend said to me, you know, business books with a story are more, people connect with them more, and they're more popular, and they're more effective. So me being the overachiever, I decided that I wasn't going to tell one story. I was going to tell five. So I created five rats for each of the chapters, each of the five common mistakes business owners make. And so to tie it all together, I borrowed from the legend of the Pied Piper. If you're not familiar with the story, it's kind of a horrible story. However, we won't go quite all the way to the end with the horror ending of the original story. The Pied Piper was said to have this magical pipe that would make, you know, rats leave the city. So the city of Hamelin was overrun with rats. They were everywhere and they didn't know what to do. So they sent for the piper. And the piper came. And he said, okay, here's my price. I will take all of the rats out of the city and I'll drown them in the river. And so they made a deal with him and they said, yep, that's what we want. Please go do that. So the Pied Piper picked up his pipe, played his tune, and all of the rats followed him out of town and they were drowned in the river. After that was done, the Pied Piper came back to the town and he said, okay, I've gotten rid of all the rats. I'm ready to be paid. And the townspeople were like, oh, no, we're good. We don't have a rat problem anymore. So we're not going to pay you. And so if you've ever heard the term pay the piper, this is where it comes from. Because they had a business transaction with him and they did not honor it, he did something terrible to their children. He led the children out of town just as he had the rats. It did go into a little bit of the dark part of the story. However, the part that I wanted to use for this book is for you to understand that there are rats. I call them rats. You can call them whatever. Rats in your business, habits, mindset, things that you're doing or not doing, but mistakes that you're making in your business that are causing your business to not be as successful as you want it to be. And so you have to be the Pied Piper to drive the rats out of your own business. And so what I did was I picked the five rats, and I know the story, the Pied Piper story, is a little bit dark, so I wanted to inject a little bit of light into the process, and also I wanted my rats to be a little bit friendly. So what I did was I hired an artist to create an illustration of all the rats in the book. So each chapter has a picture of the rat before you will learn their story. So I have a business book with pictures. That's my favorite thing to say. I have a business book and it has pictures. That sort of alleviates the pressure, right? Whenever you read a book, business books can be dry and dull. And the other reason that I wrote the book the way I wrote it is I wanted it to come to you in bite-sized chunks so that you could read a chapter while you're waiting for your laundry to dry, or you're waiting in carpool, or you have a few minutes here or a few minutes there. You don't just sit down and read it cover to cover in one sitting. There are sort of standalone chapters that can be taken in bite-sized chunks. So the book is designed so that we first tell the story of the rat, which is whatever problem that I'm illustrating. And then we do, how do you solve that? How do you pay the piper? How do you get rid of that rat from your business? So as I said, we talked about Maya Rat. She's a nearsighted rat. And today we're going to talk about Holden. And Holden is a disoriented rat. I love, if you are not on video and you can't see the picture, Holden is looking down at his compass and holding the map upside down, not getting anywhere. And let me tell you, Holden is one of my favorite rats. He is absolutely a joy. He is really, really, really good at what he does. He's earnest and honest. He has great customer service skills. He works really hard. He's an expert, and he can't figure out why he can't make his business successful. So let's talk about Holden. Holden was that guy, you know, whenever you work in an office and there's that one person who does nothing, and then there's that other one person who does everything. And because of that, everyone gives all their work to the one person who does everything and does it well, shows up, does all the stuff that needs to be done. Well, that's Holden. He actually is a little bit related to or based on my husband. My husband is that way. He's so good at what he does, and he's such a joy to be around, and he really is great. And so everyone gives him the work to get done because they know it's going to get done and it's going to get done right. And after a while, Holden says, you know what? I am really, really good at what I do. I'm making a lot of money for my boss. What if I could make that money for myself? What if I could start my own business with my expertise and make the money instead of giving it to my boss and then just getting a salary? So he talks to his wife, and his wife says, you know what? You are such a great rat. You're really good at what you do. And I have been listening to your war stories, as she calls them, for years. You know, the ones, oh, they hired a new person and they gave them to me to train. Doesn't my boss know I have lots of other things to do? Or, hey, here's this project that so-and-so couldn't finish. We're giving it to you because we know you'll do a good job and get it done. So after a while, he's just so weary of things like this. And he says, talks to his wife, and his wife is like, yes, I think you should do it. I support you. Go ahead and start your business. And he does. He gets this cute little shop, and it's always neat as a pin. And like I said, he's really great with the customers. He comes in early. He stays late. He works really, really, really hard. And he has a friend, Mary, and Mary has a similar kind of business. However, Mary's business seems to be doing so much better than Holden's business. And Holden just can't figure it out. He thinks he's doing the right things. So one day he calls up Mary and he says, hey, Mary, how are you doing so much better than me? And Mary says, well, let's sit down and talk about it, Holden. You know, I know you're really great. You're an expert at what you do. You do really good work, and the customers that you have love you. So let me ask you, tell me what your sales goals are for this month. And Holden's eyes get huge and he goes, what do you mean sales goals? I know how much money I need to pay the rent. I know how much money I need to, to do these things and to keep things moving in my shop because, but I don't know what you mean by sales goals. And so she's like, well, do you have a goal of how much you want to make in your business? And Holden's like, no. And it suddenly occurs to Mary that Holden is a disoriented rat. He doesn't know where he's going. He knows he wants to be quote unquote successful. Successful can mean anything. Successful can mean I started a business and I go to work every day in my business. Successful could be I make this much money. Successful could be I now have time for this kind of thing in my life. Successful could be I'm going to use the money I make in my business to go traveling. Success is not a definition of anything. Success has to be defined. And so since Holden has never defined success and has no goals and doesn't know how to get there, he's a disoriented rat. So what we do in the set, so that's Holden's story. And then in the next part of the chapter, we talk about how to pay the piper. What do we need to do to get Holden Rat, the disoriented rat who's keeping you stuck and unsuccessful in your business? How do you get him out of your business? Now, it's really hard to not like Holden because Holden is so wholesome. However, he is disoriented. So what we talk about in the next part is goals. Why do I harp on goals? Why do I know that goals are part of the success formula that you need to have in your business so you can get where you want to go? It's because they work. And it's not just having goals, it's having goals in the right way. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So, first of all, you have to know where you are going. If I said to you, hey, let's go on vacation and we're going to go to a tropical locale. I'm going to pay for everything. You're going to come with me and you're going to have the time of your life. What do you need to know other than, when? But what do you need to know so that you can get to that tropical location? Because tropical location can be a lot of things, right? It's like a goal. So you have to have the address. Where are you actually going? Once you have the address, you can plan the trip. Now, we all know how to successfully plan trips, vacations. At least I think you do. We've all done it at any rate. You pick the location, you pick the date that you're going to travel, you pick how you're going to get there, you decide what you need when you get there. How are you going to dress? What's the weather? What are you going to do? Do you need a swimsuit? Do you need a snowsuit? What do you need once you get there? And who's coming with you? We're really good about planning and executing vacations because they have a destination. So if you'll think about your business that way, like it's plant like planning a vacation, it's much easier to get your brain around goals because sometimes that just feels so huge and overwhelming or icky or hard or boring. However, it's none of those things. When you set the right kind of goals in the right way, they actually lead you where you want to go. So first of all, you need to pick a destination. You need to know what is your definition of success and then break that down. Let's just say your definition of success is to make $100,000 in a year. Well, now we can break that down, right? $100,000 means how much do I have to make every single month? And then you can go, oh, okay, those are now sales goals. Well, now we've taken something that was esoteric and big and broken it down just by giving the goal a number. By having numbers in your goals, you can actually break them down so that they can be done in bite-sized chunks. So the first thing about the goals is we need the destination. We actually need to know where we're going so that we can have the most success. And I'm paging through the book if you're hearing the pages turn so I can get to a list that I want to read because it's really good. So here is the importance of having goals. Because goals do a whole bunch of different things for you, not just set your destination. Goals give you a foundation, the base upon which you build your business. Defining your goals provides the solid rock on which your success is built. Foundation. You know, that is what I say all the time. Your goals need a foundation too. Your goals actually are the foundation that you build upon. Once you define where you want to go, now you can build. The second thing that goals do is that they're the driver. They fuel your forward momentum and they remind you of where you want to go. The third thing that goals do is they provide an instructor. Having your goals in place informs decisions in your business, systems such as budgets and that allow you to determine how and where to spend your money. And when you're making decisions, ask yourself if doing this thing, it will get you closer or further away from your goal. Can you see now how goals have so much power? They're not just an exercise. They're not just numbers that you write down. They're not just words on a piece of paper. They actually can help you create the reality. And the final thing that a goal can do is it provides you with that North Star. It points you in the direction of your dreams and they keep you on track and help orient you. That's really important. Whenever you have goals set out, you have something that can keep you oriented. I read a book one time and it was really this illustration has stayed with me over the years. And he said that if you define what you want and you commit to what you want, aka a goal, then all decisions become easy. And he gave this illustration of a dentist who wanted to do pediatric dentistry. He only wanted to work on kids. He wanted to work on kids. And then I think he had another goal, like he wanted to provide dental service for children and he wanted to contribute to a charity for children. So everything that he did was in the realm of working with children. And so when people would come to him and they would say, hey, can you present at this dental conference on this new, you know, teeth whitening system for executives? He could easily say, oh, let me check. Does it have to do with children? No, that does not serve my mission. It's not my goal. So I can now say no thank you to that opportunity. While it might be a great opportunity and it might be great exposure, and he could meet lots of colleagues, they're not meeting the goal that he has set for his business. If someone came to him and said, hey, we have a charity that we want you to contribute to, and it's going to plant trees in Idaho, he can go back to his plan, his success, his goal, his definition, and say, does that help children? Now, trees might actually be something that could help children. Depends where they are, where they're planted, what's the purpose. If they're in a forest and they're just growing Christmas trees to replace the Christmas trees, you still might fit in there. However, it more likely is not in that really sweet spot of his goal. So he can more easily go, no, that doesn't get me closer to my goal and my success. I can say no to that. And then if someone comes to him and says, hey, we would like you to come into our schools and teach children the proper way to brush, he can go, ding, 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 ding. Yes, that fits all of my criteria. That is within my goals. It serves children. It serves dentistry. It will get me in the community. I can give back. And so then it's a really easy yes. So goals as your North Star is such a positive thing. Now it's also tied in with your mission, which we're not specifically talking about today. However, your mission can inform very strongly your goals. So once you establish your goals, you have so much more power in your business. You have power to make decisions. You have power to know where you're going and to have forward momentum in that direction. You have all kinds of power in your business simply by setting goals. So in the book and also in the workbook, we go into a deep dive on how do you set goals? Where do you set goals? What do you need to think about? And it doesn't have to be complex. It can be very simple. How much money do you want to make in a year? let's just use money as our line. It can be for anything. How much exposure do you want to have this year? Do you want to have any kind of recognition or awards? How many, see, what else do we have on here? Do you want to do how much social media presence do you want to have? All of these things can be goals. You decide what you want to achieve, and then you create the goal and backstep it into how do you now make all of the steps forward towards that goal. And this is a really, really positive. I mean, a really powerful and positive. It's a really powerful tool in your business, just setting goals. So then once you know what is that baseline for your dreams, where do you want to go? Then you go and figure out how to get there. And sometimes we get what they call analysis paralysis. If you think too hard about it and you try to make yourself right or wrong, you can actually get stuck. So here's my advice. Go ahead and pick the goals that work for you today. Decide what you want for today. It is not set in stone. You can always change. You can always pivot. If you find that, you know, maybe this goal that you set no longer resonates with you, you're not really in alignment with it, or there's something else that's going on that no longer works for you, that's okay. Go ahead and set the goals. Set the goals for today. And then once you have them, then you have more power to change them. I don't know if I've shared this story with you before. However, I believe so strongly in having a plan A that that's sort of a constant in my life. Everything that I'm doing, I'm working off of a plan that I set in the beginning. I'll share this little story with you. I used to teach three-year-olds. Three-year-olds, my favorite. They're so much fun. And I also worked in our church, in the children's church. And children's church was kind of crazy because, you know, you didn't know who was going to show up. You didn't know what was going to happen. So what I figured out, this is actually where I learned it. On the days where I was really, really put in the time before Sunday to plan out the things that I wanted to do and how long it was going to take and all of those directions, when I got in front of the kids and things went a little bit crazy, because I knew what I wanted to do in plan A, shifting to plan B became really easy. For instance, if I decided that we were going to color a coloring page, this was going to be like an activity, and the kids were just too crazy that day and full of energy, then maybe I would get out a ball and we'd toss the ball around the circle and talk about something or make a different kind of game. Once I had the plan A and I knew this was time for an activity, if one activity wasn't going to work because what was going on that day in the room, then I could shift to another activity. The plan just pivoted a little bit. And I found that when I was really well prepared, the days went really quickly, easily, everything flowed. Even if I had to go to plan B, plan C, plan D, didn't matter if I had a strong plan A. However, the days I went in when I really didn't prepare very much and I just said, it's going to be fine. Wow, what a difference. Sometimes the kids were running the show, let me tell you that. And I think that happens in our businesses too. When we fail to plan, the saying is, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that's not always true. However, if you don't have that strategy, the plan A, the way we're going to do things, it's so much harder to pivot because we just don't know what the plan is and we're making it up on the fly. So have a plan A. Whoops. And just hit the microphone. I don't know if you can hear that. Having goals is really, really critical. The next thing about having goals, I have three kinds of goals. I may have talked to you about this already. I'm going to say it again. Three types of goals. You have your realistic goals. Those are the goals you think you can achieve. They should be a little bit higher than where you are now if you want some forward momentum, or if you're happy with staying where you are, just go ahead and set the same goals for the next period of time, the next month, the next year, whatever. So you have your realistic goals, then you have your stretch goals. Your stretch goals should be higher than your realistic goals. And for me, I know it's a good stretch goal when I look at it and I break out in a little sweat thinking, I don't think I could possibly do that. And when I feel that little impossibility of the stretch goal, I know for me, that's a great stretch goal. And here's a little secret. I will tell you that setting stretch goals will get you closer to the stretch goals than you think you can. It was so crazy. I would set these stretch goals and then I would blast past them. If I had just stopped at the realistic goals, I might have blasted past those too, but that was my own stopping point. So having the stretch goals really actually pulls you forward. And then the third kind of goals that I recommend you have are next level goals. And these are not the kind of goals that you're setting for your year. These might be your 5-year goals or your next level goals. Like if you are in a business where you can move up in rank somehow, your next level goal might be, you know, the next rank or 5 ranks above. So sometimes businesses are organized that way. So you can have a next level goal, but you need to define it. So for example, when my husband and I started our business, we started it in our home with our next level goal being in 5 years, we will have a retail location. That was a goal for us. We wanted to be in a retail space. And we did everything as we were building our business in the first 4 years. We did it with an eye to, we are going to be in a retail space in 5 years. So everything that we did moved us that direction. So it was actually less than 5 years when we got into our retail space. That's the power of the next level goal. So goals are so, so powerful. Goals will take wonderful, earnest, hardworking, genius, expert in his field, Holden, from just showing up at work and working really hard to actually having success as he has defined success, as he first even needs to define that word. So this is the path. This is the power. This is how you get where you want to go. And I have a little secret. So there is a secret to reaching your goals. It's a secret magic formula, and I am going to share it with you today. I am living proof that it works. Hundreds and millions of people have already done it, and it works for them. So I know that it will work for you. It is magic. Here is the formula. Write down your goals. Put it on paper. Put it in pen and ink. You can write it, handwrite it. You can type it and print it out. Write it down. I cannot tell you why that works. I know there are people who can. However, writing it down actually gets you way closer to your goals than just going, oh, I'm gonna, you know, do this someday. Write it down. Write down your goals. So that is the story of Holden Rat. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you identified a little bit with Holden. Here's what I found with my book is that everyone who's ever read it and encountered me afterwards cocked their head to the side and looked at me really funny and said, are you following me around? So I know that these stories, these common mistakes are out there and people resonate with them. So I encourage you to set goals. For this week, I encourage you to set goals. If you would like to read the book, as I said, it's available on Amazon. You can get it from me. The workbook, you have to order directly from me. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that information. I'm going to put it into our ProfitConnectors.club portal so that you can go there, check it out, and get those if you would like to. So the Profit Connectors portal is our community. It's where we put all the goodies from the podcast. And why is it called ProfitConnectors.club? Because it's about you. You're the connectors. You're going to connect your goals, your vision, everything to the profit, the the profit that you want to have in your life, whether the profit is money or the profit is vacations or the profit is success or whatever the profit is for you, you're connecting with that. You're connecting to your profit. So profitconnectors.club is the website address. You just go to profitconnectors.club, profitconnectors.club. It's free to get in. You just have to log in. And then you can see not only this information from this podcast, you can get information from all of our guests, all of the free gifts, the contact information, bios about everyone that we've had on the show. And that is the place to go to get all of the goodies. And I encourage you to go to profitconnectors.club and pick up all your goodies. And here's what I want to say to you. Keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. Remember, it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors. That's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.